Now, NIPSA, the largest public sector trade union in Northern Ireland, has confirmed that strike action planned for tomorrow will go ahead. Union officials held a meeting yesterday with Finance Minister to demand a pay increase for civil servants. The union met with Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy on behalf of members who say they've had a below-inflation pay increase for the last 9 years. NIPSA say anger among their members grew with the announcement this week that MLAs are to get that £1,000 increase in their pay and a further increase in April this year. Carmel Gates from NIPSA is with me. Good morning to you, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Back. Thank you very much. And the commentator and businessman, Frank Shivers. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning. Well, Carmel, spell out the worry here and the problem.
Well, Stephen, I think, as I've articulated on your programme before, civil servants have faced real-time pay cuts for the last 10 years, leading in some cases to cuts of between 15 and 20%. Many of our members are now living on credit card debt. They're taking second jobs to make ends meet. Many of them rely on tax credits. And as I think, as I said to you before, figures that shocked a lot of people is that the vast majority of civil servants here earn below the average wage here, and 70% of civil servants earn less than the UK average wage. We are paid, I know our health colleagues had an easy message. They wanted parity with their colleagues across the water. For us, the message is a bit more complex because no two departments across the water pay the same thing. But what I can tell you is we're the worst paid of any of the nations. So colleagues in England, Wales and Scotland all get paid more than civil servants here across many of the departments. So we have a real case. We've been keeping the country going for 3 years. We lost 3,500 civil servants, you recall, when the executive some time ago borrowed money to reduce the size of the public services. So we've been struggling, our members have been struggling to do more with less and at the same time facing real-time pay cuts.
And you know, Carmel, that some people listening to this, you know what they're going to be thinking. They're going to be thinking, well, look, you've seen what strike action did for the nurses and the doctors. You're now wanting the same effect of civil servants strikes. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this country does not have a bottomless pit of money.
We understand that entirely, Stephen. Our action actually began last July before the health action began. It just doesn't get the same publicity in the media, unfortunately. Civil servants aren't just, and we understand, of course, why. I mean, health service workers, particularly nurses, do get sympathy. But what we do know for a fact is that the public support our cause as well on all our strike action. We know that members support because they recognise that the job we do, even though it's more behind the scenes, that we do play an important role, and members have demonstrated and the public has demonstrated their support. And we know that we have as well the support of all the political parties here. And I know it's probably a bit early to get into high economics, but giving workers a pay rise is actually better for the economy. I mean, all economists through the years of austerity have clearly demonstrated that giving the money to the banks and big business and bailing them out actually had a negative effect on the economy.
Well, let's see what the commentator Frank Shivers makes of this. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I think it's interesting what Carmel says, you know, that the strike action started in July and none of us have noticed. You know, this is indicative of Northern Ireland. We continually do not make decisions that need to be made. And Westminster give, to rebalance the civil service, which we all acknowledge, including the unions, that our public sector in Northern Ireland is completely out of kilter with every other region in the UK. So, you know, there was £750 million given to redress that, and it was basically squandered and wasted. Had that happened, there would have been plenty of money to give the civil servants a pay rise.
Do you accept that, Carmel?
I'm glad Frank recognises that, you know, the money wasn't spent as potentially as it should have been. And we recognise that sometimes money isn't always spent in the best ways. But clearly, as I was saying earlier, austerity doesn't work. Paying workers a decent wage does work. Trickle-down economics, we know, hasn't worked. And our members, who are quite poorly paid, you see any additional money...
Carmel, with respect, your members have seen an increase, Carmel. They have seen an increase in the raise of threshold of paying tax up to 12,700. you know, they've seen an increase. Your lowest paid members.
Well, let's let Carmel respond to that because we're nearly out of time. Go on, Carmel.
Okay, we need to stick to the fact here. Our members have seen real pay cuts of up to 20%. So any additional tax has been welcome, but it hasn't covered what they have lost. So that's quite clear. Right. But money spent by civil servants, Stephen, could I just add this? The economy needs to benefit from a pay rise. All workers spend their money in the economy. The economy needs an uplift. We need all workers, public and private sector workers, to end austerity. We need to give all workers a pay raise, and that is crucial to our members. Now, keeping the government running, and have done for the last 3 years when our MLA has been on holiday.
Carmel, thank you very much. Frank, thank you. Morning to you. Last call of the day, Jenny in Belfast. Morning, Jenny.
Oh, hi, Stephen. I'm glad to have you back. I don't know what kind of a man that last caller from, what did he say? He calls it Stoke City has.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I don't know what he was going on about. And yeah, I don't think you owe anybody an apology. We all need a laugh in life. Stephen, I'm more interested. You put on your Twitter page that sweetie shop that you are in heaven. I want to know, like, in America, if healthy or not, one way or the other, what were you doing?
Oh, I'm off the rails. I've been off the rails. No, I'm off the rails. I've put most of the weight I lost back on. I'm starting again today, hitting the gym again. I'm going to have to, today again, I'm going to have to go at it again. Disaster.
Oh, all right. But this is the last time now.
I know.
You need to sort your mind out.
Oh, I know. It's a disaster.
It's all mind over matter.
Sure, I'm just
that then.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you back.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you very much. You're all being very kind to me today. That'll not last.